Later that afternoon, I ride Calyrex through the sky. The wind rushes past me, crisp, carrying the scent of pine and damp earth from the forests below. The sky stretches endlessly above, a vast expanse of pale blue streaked with wisps of white. The world sprawls below us, quiet and vast. Rolling hills, dense forests, rivers cutting through the landscape like silver veins. From up here, everything looks smaller. It's been 10 days since we bonded. 10 days since I took the trust fall from the cliffs. I let go of my fear. She caught me before I could break. 10 days of flying together, learning each other's movements, testing our limits. She's strong, fast, unstoppable in the sky. And I am learning. Learning how to move with her, to trust the instincts that are no longer just mine, but ours. Flying with her is starting to feel like breathing. We glide effortlessly, Calyrex's wings outstretched, catching the thermals. She barely moves, her body in perfect harmony with the sky. I close my eyes for a moment, feeling the weightlessness, freedom, and pure exhilaration of flight. "You're learning," Calyrex murmurs. "You trust me more now. I will never let you fall." I grin, tilting my head back as the wind rushes through my hair, wild, untamed, alive. "I think I believe that now." Calyrex rumbles beneath me, low and pleased, her joy threading through mine like a shared pulse. "Or maybe you are finally realizing you were meant for this." The clouds part for us like they recognize something ancient in her wings, something sovereign. Calyrex's magic anchors me to her back, a steady, invisible tether that holds me firm. It hums through me, a quiet promise that I won't fall. I'm settled deep in the saddle, secure in every way that matters. But gods, the freedom of flight, it's intoxicating. She dips suddenly, rolling into a sharp spiral, the movement smooth, controlled. I move with her, instinctively, without fear. For once, I'm not training or fighting, just being. The ground blurs far below us, forests melting into rivers, mountains rising in the distance. From up here, the world is quiet, peaceful. Calyrex lets out a low, pleased hum. "This is what we were meant to do." "Yeah." I exhale, shifting forward, resting against the warm scales of her neck. "It is." For a while, we just fly. But then the wind changes. A sharp stillness creeps in. The warmth of the sun diminishes, replaced by something cold, unnatural. I sit up, my gut tightening. "Calyrex?"
"I feel it."
Ahead, the sky darkens. Not clouds, but shadows. And then, from the curling abyss, they emerge.